Hi everyone, this is Doug Laura. Today I'd like to talk about new features that have been released in the user interface for the Enterprise Portal late in the month of September. So I'm calling these October availability issues. One of those is a long anticipated capability to move individual subscriptions from one account owner to another. So I've already logged into the portal. I'm in as an enterprise administrator in the account view. I'm going to go to my account. I'm both an enterprise administrator and account owner here. And there's some new icons out here. These icons may be difficult to see. The third icon here is a ownership transfer that transfers all subscriptions from one account to another. That has been there since July. And the new one is a little box here. And if you hover over them, it'll actually list it. I say that. No, I'm not saying it. But normally it would put ownership transfer and subscription transfer. So this little box here at the end is for transferring individual subscriptions. Now this is going to take a minute. So while this does, let me describe some of the other things that you'll see in the Enterprise Portal for this month. We have added cost center capabilities now at the account and subscription level. So in addition to being able to set a cost center at the department, if you want to further refine charges, that cost center code will flow into the billing data, and you could actually set up a cost code at the account subscription and department level. This could also be done with tags. Some people do that with tags, but we're providing that capability directly in the Enterprise Portal as well. Does take a minute to find my subscriptions, because it goes out and queries the database again, not just pulling local cache data to find all subscriptions that I might have had. Another change that we added in the portal this month is related to resource groups. Tags are the children of resource groups. In the past, we were not displaying resource groups in our download usage data, and we've added now a column that provides the resource group there. Intend to show you all of these new features today. So I'm going to take a subscription here. We're going to grab this one here called New Name up at the top. That's the one I'm going to transfer. I could select more than one. So if I wanted to transfer three subscriptions to another owner, I could. I'm just going to take one for now. I'll use Next here. What it's going to now show me is who are the selectable targets. And you'll notice the ones that are sort of highlighted in darkened text, bolded here, compared to the others that are lighter. These are eligible targets. An eligible target is an account that's active and has created a subscription before. Unlike the past in our previous commerce system where we were looking for active accounts that had no subscriptions, today that has changed and we actually look for active accounts that have at least one subscription. So if you want to be a target account for ownership transfer or subscription transfer, you need to have at least created one subscription. Now you don't have to have created any services in it, it just could be a blank container, but that makes you recognizable to the system that manages the commerce platform. So I'm going to send these over to an account here, Azure Billing Portal Test. I just proceed here, next. Now it's giving me information about what I've decided here and giving me final confirmation. So I want to transfer this subscription, the GUID. I've got the source and the target. I've got some notes here that I should read about, you know, the limitations, and I click submit. The status for this should appear up at the top of the page. If you get a green check mark, that's good. Your request has been submitted. Please wait for the transfer to complete. Now this can take a while, can take up to probably an hour. This is a queued request. Let me show you what you should look for. So this is done. I can close out of this. So that one should be in flight. Now to see this, what status is, I need to go to the subscription view. Now remember, I'm an account owner, so I'm and an enterprise administrator. So when I come into this view, I'm seeing only my own subscriptions initially. What I need to do is go into a managed view, and you will notice here the new feature here for cost center at the subscription level. So I'm going to go into view managed subscriptions. and I want to look at all departments, all accounts. And I also now need to deselect, as it is today, at least this active button. Now, we've asked that they maybe change this default, because right now you're seeing only active subscriptions, and when you go into a transfer process, the status is changed. So I'm going to deselect this. Now I'm seeing canceled subscriptions and other statuses, and what I'm going to look for here are ones that are transferring. I'm going to stop on this page to show you one here that it was transferred in the past. So once you have completed a transfer, the subscription in the source account will take on this status of transferred out. You'll notice these two lines are the same GUID, both ending in 796A, 796A, was transferred out from this account, Bill Test 145078, and it was transferred to Bill Test 501874. So from one account to another, it's now active in the new account, effective on the date of transfer. And that's how you'll see those sorts of things. Now, let me look through a couple other pages here, because I have one that's active. If I can get to it here. There's another example of a transferred out. So here's the one that we, I think the one that I just sent. In any case, I've done some others today, and this does show me that the, a subscription is active transferring. So that's the status that says it's in process. And this will be the case until the transfer completes to that destination account, at which time you'll see it active in the destination, and you'll see that transferred out status here. So that's transferring individual subscriptions. You can only, move to one target account at a time. So if you're transferring three different subscriptions to three different users, it will take three different transactions. Now let's talk about Cost Center. Let's go back to the account menu. One of the things that you can set now is a Cost Center at the account subscription level. When you add a new account, there's a new field here, Cost Center. So you can enter it at the time of adding an account. If you are going to add a Cost Center to an account after the fact, you can come into the Edit option here. And now, in addition to being able to set an MSDN flag, you can add the Cost Center as well. So I'll save that. It's reflected now in the Cost Center column. I've set that at the account level. This is an account that is not in a department right now, so it's listed as unassigned. I can also go to that subscription level. And again, these are going to be my subscriptions here. So I can edit my subscriptions, or I can go to View Manage Subscriptions, either one to do this. Hover over the subscription, I get an edit button here, and now I can change the Cost Center of a subscription per se as well. I'm going to use ABC123. So now I have two subscriptions that I own that I've put in that specific Cost Center. So this just will allow tracking at that next level. Let's go now to the reports. Into the download usage. This is where you're going to see that reflected. We're going to go to the monthly reports, and I'll look at the current month. Go into the download here. Open that up. And Cost Center will now be reflected in that Cost Center column. So I've got a couple others that somebody else set is ABC123. And you also see in the last column here, resource group. And this is where we will flag those resource groups. Now, as I said, resource groups are the usually the parents of tags. So in some of the fields here, if I've defined a tag, I should also find, I've got lots of data here. So here's some lines that have tags. And in order to create those tags, they first had to create resource groups. So they could created a resource group here, Windows RG-EA, and then they had created some tags here, tag one being environment colon EA, department colon HR. Caution related to setting tags is that they only are available for certain resources, resources that support tags. And second, those resources have to have been created in the new portal, portal.azure.com. If you have an old VM that was created and you associate a tag with it, it will actually, I believe, let you associate a tag with it, but it will not flow through in the data unless it's created brand new. So if you want to tag resources, you basically have to shut down and rebuild those resources if they support tags in the new portal. And so you build resource groups and then you add tags to them. So that's new data in the download usage. Let me close this. Also want to highlight, this was an August change that we now provide a couple additional columns if applicable. In most cases, price sheet, well, in most cases, other than indirect enrollments that don't have a markup, you will see a price sheet here, a historic price sheet, so you can see the prices historically and compare them to your usage reports. And also another one is called marketplace charges. These are for marketplace services, but only ones that are usage-based. In other words, there are certain marketplace services that are fixed price. If you have a fixed price, you know, it's $40 per month, month in and month out, you won't see anything here. But if you have a service that's based on usage for those months, you will see a download here and details on the usage-based charges in the marketplace. I believe those are really all of the new features. So we've covered the subscription individual transfer, we've talked about cost codes, we've talked about resource groups, and we've talked about some new reporting capabilities here in the download usage. Thanks for your time, and have a great day. Bye.